Hey, Crispy. Sorry, it's been a minute. I'm coming to you from a sauna, so the acoustics might be a little echoey in here, but yeah, I'm doing a sauna, and I'm in Venice Beach. Everything's been fucking crazy. Look, I basically been spending a lot of time alone in Joshua Tree, which after a few days, there comes a time where you're like, fuck, okay, like, I don't have any friends out here that I hang out with. I don't have any, like, social scene out here. Nobody's opening their door and having dinner parties. So I'm basically spent complete isolation, solitude by myself in the desert. And after a few days, you fucking go kind of crazy. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to go into LA, into COVID town, and risk it just to have a social life and see some friends and have a laugh. So I came to my friend Block's house for a couple days for Thanksgiving and spent a couple days just, you know, hanging with the boys and having a laugh. And it was just so fucking important. Man, this time is so challenging for everybody. Like, and I'm not complaining. I love my place out in Joshua Tree, but I don't think it was ever planning. I never planned to be there full time and live there. So now I rented a room at my friend's place in Venice month to month. So I got a little LA base, but like it's obviously spiking COVID here. And look, we could go down that whole thing like, oh, it's just the flu. Okay, look, like, can we all agree that this pandemic is real? The virus is real. We don't need to make it conspiratorial. Whether you believe it or not, it's real. And when bullets are flying at you, you just take cover and you don't question where they're coming from. You just deal with the reality of it. So that's what you do. You be kind, you wear a mask, you try to prevent the spread. That's just being a good person. And I feel like at this point in the game, like, can we agree that it's not Bill Gates and 5G and all these weird things that you're trying to connect dots that aren't there and make it some nefarious story when it's really just simply a boring virus? I mean, that's really what it is. But anyway, but that's besides the point. We don't need to go down that road. But I've been dealing with this thing lately about belief, right? About believing in stuff and really truly believing in shit. Like I'm not very religious and I want to find a higher power to believe in, right? I want to believe in something that isn't, I think organized religion has ruined it for me. And all these experiences that I've had where you put your faith in something and then you realize it's all bullshit and you kind of get your heart broken and your dreams crushed. And I've had that happen where, like, you know, for instance, I went to Kundalini yoga every day for like a year. And then I found that it felt very cult-like and that I was becoming part of a cult. Everyone's wearing the same color outfit, you might want to reevaluate everything. And I had the wherewithal to get out. Like I drank from the cup, it intoxicated me. Then I just recently read a book on Yogi Bhajan, who started Kundalini yoga, and he was a complete bullshit artist, a charlatan. It's all fake. He was making up these moves that he said are ancient technology from India that he just made up on the fly that are like these breath exercises. And I went in at a time where I was just kind of like low and needed community. And anyway, so like I just had all these experiences that just made me sort of give up my belief in putting everything onto something else to feel part of a community or to feel. So I've just been in solitude lately, not believing in anything. And I wonder, is it an evolutionary thing? Like, is it part of the brain that is formed to evolve to believe in things? Like, I struggle with this one. There's so many times where, you know, I've found someone, I'm like, oh, this guy's got all the answers. This is, and then everyone's full of shit. I even went down the Jordan Peterson road for a minute. Like, oh, this guy's great. He's like the father figure I never had. Oh, he's telling me to clean my room. And then, like, he's got, like, somewhat of a alt-right, not agenda, but doing a little bit of more digging on him and finding out that even someone like him that I was like, oh, this guy's got all the answers. Like, no, nobody's got all the answers. So I think at the end of the day, it's just got to come from within. That sounds really cliche, but I think you got to find it in yourself because no one else is going to give it to you. And I think there's just a lot of lost people out there. There's a lot of lost souls looking for something and needing community and needing to believe in something bigger than them. And I actually, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I want to believe in something bigger than me that I can just let go and trust in that, oh, And you could call it the universe, you could call it God, you could call it Jesus, whatever name you want to put on it. If anything, I would think that I would be polytheistic, right? Monotheistic doesn't make sense. There's just one God, right? What about, that's why I like the Hindu, there's, you know, the, or even, I think in Judaism too, there's like the God of sun, the God of, the, you know, different gods for different things. Like, that makes more sense than me, but even that I have a hard time subscribing to. I feel like there needs to be like a, Do we anthropomorphize it, where we try to make it into a make it into a human thing like Jesus, right? But yeah, this song is getting really hot. I'm dripping sweat. Sorry, I went deep right away, guys. This is just what's been going on in my fucking crazy head. I've just been like sitting, because we're just sitting around with so much time to fucking think. And I try to stay off the internet because it's a dumpster of bad information. I mean, there's some good shit on there too, but you gotta be careful about what you're eating. It's like fast food. It's like you're just downloading and eating shitty information, and people are spreading this false information. And whew, man, it's just the fucking weirdest time. And LA just shut the fuck down. So I came to LA. I just went for a little beach run. I feel crispy, nice, fresh ocean air. And the whole city shut the fuck down. Like, you, it's a ghost town here. It's fucking so, this is just the weirdest time. Like, as if the holidays already aren't depressing and weird enough. For some reason, I always get depressed during the holidays. Well, now it's just like, holy shit. It's like, it gets dark at 4:30. Just imagine being by yourself out in the middle of the desert. It's like you're on your own planet. It's like Mandalorian world out there, but you don't got Baby Yoda. You're just by yourself. And I think it's really good for you, but it's also like, I just feel the need to have friends around and communicate, and everybody's just going through it, man. Everybody's struggling right now, and we're just all being tested. We're all being tested. I don't think by design. I think it's fortuitous. Is that the right word? It's not by design. I don't think there's some big master plan here. I think people are just dealing with what it is, you know? A lot of people probably want to create a narrative that this is designed by the government for a new world order, and they want to make the whole world one government, and this is phase one. I don't believe that. You could show me whatever video you want on the internet. I don't believe that. Whenever I try to watch like Plandemic or any of these things that people like, you got to see, I see right through it. It's bullshit. Everything's bullshit. Sure, so is mainstream media. So is fucking the church. So it's all bullshit. So it's like, what do you believe in? That's what I'm, that's what the cliff notes of this ramble are. It's like, what the fuck can you believe in? And I guess at the end of the day, there's a few things I do believe in, like science. I believe in certain practices, like, you know, I would try to do yoga and meditation to get out of my monkey mind, and like, but that, those actually didn't help as much as doing the cold water plunges. That shit really, I found, and breath work. Those I found to be very effective to get you out of your thinking brain and into your body, and just exercise. I believe in that too. Like, the high you get, the endorphins, that's what they're called, endorphins. People always say endorphins, but they're actually little mini dolphins that are released. And the endorphins that release from a run, you get runner's high or whatever. I think it's just about like getting the energy out of your body, because if we just sit around on the computer, we're going to fucking go crazy. And that, I feel like everybody's fucking going crazy. Everybody's going fucking crazy. Like, that, people are kind of riding this out for a while, but now that the holidays are here and it's like you can't be with your family, and motherfuckers have just been on the internet for 7 months straight, and people are just like, everybody's fucking starting to lose it. At least what I'm seeing, it's a collective energy where it's just like, everywhere I go. And then it's just, what bothers me too is when someone has all the answers. That's like, thank you, Chris Ryan, for teaching me this quote. I forget who says it, but run to those who seek the truth, run from those who claim to have found it. Anytime you're around anyone who's like, look, this is what's happening, here's how, it's like, shut the fuck up. You don't know. Maybe preface it with, I think, and are you open to being wrong? Is it possible that you're wrong? Is it possible that you're wrong about this? No, this is how it is. Then I'm going the other way. It's like, okay, dude, you got all the answers. You're not willing to listen and learn. And I'm back in therapy, and my therapist just told me, he's just like, you just got to slow everything down and, like, really listen. And that's what I have a hard time doing. As you can tell, I'm a rambler. My brain just goes 100 miles an hour, and it's so hard for me to slow down. Yeah. I feel like I'm, like, especially on this podcast, if I, like, slow it down, it just loses the juice. You know what I mean? At least this works for the pod and works for, like, entertainment purposes. Like, Tweaker Rodrigo, it's a character that I was about to say, a funny character. That's very narcissistic of me. There's a character I do called Tweaker Rodrigo that people are like, we just talked a million miles an hour, the backflip, look at this. It's just how my brain works. And maybe it's okay that my brain goes that fast. Maybe I just accept and know myself enough to know that maybe that's just how I am. Maybe I don't got to try to change. Maybe that's what it is, you know? I mean, I think it's good to change and grow and learn, obviously, but maybe that's another thing. Are we designed with a certain fate? Do we have something already was it already written for us based on our parents and grandparents? And it's another thing I've been tripping on is learning about the, I think, this is something that's really true, is that we're all walking around as wounded children with unresolved trauma from our childhood, myself included, abandonment issues. The reason probably why I'm in show business is because I didn't get the attention from my dad that I ever got. So I'm like, look at me, approve of me. And it's just so narcissistic and self-involved. And I'm just, that's why I haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks, because I'm just like, honestly, I'm over myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just enough. Just shut up. And, I'll sit in front of the computer to make a beat. I don't want to do dirt nasty shit anymore. I don't know if you guys, anyone listening, I do a character called Dirt Nasty, which is a dirty rapper that I've been doing for 15 years, which is funny, and it makes money, and it's fun. People smile and have a good time with it, but I'm just over talking about doing drugs and getting my dick sucked. It's just not even cute anymore. You know, it's not cute. It's almost like even smoking weed in your 40s, like, to me, maybe I'm overthinking it, but it's like you got gray hair and you're like doing certain, why do I feel like just even having like an alcoholic beverage, which is worse than weed, seems like, okay, you're older, have a glass of wine, but to be smoking weed like a stoner in your 40s or 50s, I don't know, it's just not cute anymore. It's not sexy. Be a fucking man, drink a whiskey shot and beat up your fucking family, you know what I mean? Get behind the wheel and total your car. Be a piece of shit, but be an adult about it. It's just weed stuff's for kids. That's why I quit smoking weed. It just wasn't working for me anymore. Holy shit, it's 131 fucking degrees in here. Holy fucking shit. I'm going to probably just ramble for, it says 7 more minutes, so we're going to stick this out for 7 more minutes. I should probably drink some water, and then I'm going to pause this and do the second half in my car or something, because I'm staying in a house right now in Venice, and there's other people here, and one of my friends, Eric Neese, who's been on the podcast, he's been facilitating journeys via mushrooms for people. So there's, you know, friends of his that are in and out of the house that are doing, you know, their work. And so it's some intense energy here in the house. So I just come in the steam room. I don't want to get in the way. There's another, I just see what I just did there? In the way. Like, I feel the psychology 101 would say that that's me projecting my insecurities and that I'm in the way. Oh my God. I cannot express enough this book, The Laws of Human Nature. Oh my fucking God. You want to hold the mirror up to yourself and answer every question about why you do the things you do and why your friends are the way they are and why everyone in life is the way they are, and don't take it personal when people are fucking shitty and annoying, because that's what I do. I tend to take it personal, and it's just like, dude, it ain't about you, bro. But this book, The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene, just fucking do yourself, I bought it for like 5 people. Do yourself a favor, go to the iTunes store, just go to YouTube and just type in that and get it and fucking just hit play, or go buy the book and read if you have fucking the capacity to read and not. Do you do this one where you read and after 2 pages, like, wait, I was just thinking about the 49ers game. Wait, I don't remember anything I just read. Hang on, I'm going to put this down and drink water. So sorry I'm rambling, guys. But this is what I do. I'm a rambler. And I'm sorry I haven't had any good guests on. I'm going to try to get Bruce Irons and my boy Block on the pod. I think they'd be great. been hanging with my boy Brucey. Fucking what? He's the funniest guy. For you listeners, he's a pro surfer. And I don't care about surfing. Like, I don't care if you're a good surfer, bad surfer, whatever. But in that world, he's kind of a god. But he's just the funniest motherfucker ever. This guy's so funny. No one knows. This guy makes me laugh out loud more than, like, comedian friends of mine. And then my boy Block, who's just, like, the mayor of Venice. Man, just, like, hanging with those guys is just a lot of fucking laughs. I think at the end of the day, you just want... I want to be around people. I want to be around people who... I realized something about myself, too, is that I mirror people. I really tend to mirror my company. I don't know if that's... Is that a bad thing or a good thing? I don't really know. But I really tend to mirror my company, right? And I don't do it consciously, but I catch myself doing it. And that's why I want to be around light, fun, happy, upbeat, funny people. I don't want to be around somber, sad, over, you know, intelligent, too... Like Chris Ryan told me once, he's like, dude, I'd rather hang out with you than like some pseudo intellectual professor who thinks they know everything. He's like, dude, I don't care if you're smart, right? And I've been caught in that trap before where it's like, I want to be smart and use big words and this and that. It's like, at the end of the day, it's just about your energy and what your vibe's giving off and who you surround yourself with. And like, I just want to surround myself with my funny, happy friends. But right now, shit ain't funny right now. Shit ain't that fucking funny right now, man. As I sit here in a towel with my balls hanging out in the steam room, I hope no one walks out of the back of the house because I'm like half naked in this little sauna. It's a sauna, not a steam room. There's a big difference. And yeah, fucking shit's crazy. My mom told me, she's like, you ain't coming home for Christmas. You ain't coming home for Thanksgiving, which already passed, because I'm 75 years old and I have a pre-existing heart condition and it's not worth it. So these holidays are a wrap. See you next year. Love you, honey. So I got no family to see right now. And the shit is the loneliest fucking time ever. So maybe if anybody out there is going through this too, you're not alone, baby. Well, you are alone. You're quite alone. But for like, oh man, this shit has just been... We're being tested. It's a big challenge. It's big. I think this is the first time we faced any adversity. And look, what are we really being asked to do compared to like our fucking grandparents who had to go off to World War II and fucking shoot motherfuckers or even Vietnam? We ain't getting drafted. We're not fucking asked to go fucking kill people or be shot at. We're just asked to stay at home and put on a mask 17% of the day when you go outside. Is it really that hard? It is. It's proven to be. We got two more minutes in here. It's proving to be really that fucking hard. And I get it, myself included. We're all fucking going through it. Everyone's got the cooties. And everyone's like, you know, even when I went for a run on the beach today, I'm running by someone outdoors on the beach. Couldn't be in a more open, fresh air environment. And I'm still running and going 10 feet around somebody that's on the beach. Just stay out of my radius with your saliva spray. That's science. I don't give a fuck what you think. If you're a conspiracy theorist and you don't believe you can get it, okay, dude. I've known a few people now at this point who have gotten it. And I have one of my friends, shout out to Burner, who watched his friend die. 50-year-old black dude. Watched him die in the hospital from COVID. It's not fucking fake. And the people that I know that got it, they're like, yeah, dude, it sucks. Like, it lasted 2 weeks. I fucking felt bone-crushing pain. I fucking couldn't taste it. And then, like, 2 months later, it comes back and this and that. I don't want this shit, and I risk it. I'm coming into L.A., risking into the most crazy hotspot spiking right now, and what do? I drive into it just to have a social network, because when you're sitting by yourself in the middle of the fucking desert with no one around as far as you can see, you tend to go to your phone for, like, connection and talking to people, and I find myself just, like... I don't know. I think I need to use FaceTime more often. We're down to 1 minute left in here. 138 degrees. I think I need to use FaceTime more. My therapist told me that as well. To really, like, hang with you. He's like, don't just sit out there by yourself all day, like, overthinking shit. Like, get on the FaceTime with your friends. Use the technology. And I don't think I use it enough. But it's a good, All right, the divine intervention, baby. All right, I'm going to pause this shit. I'll catch up right with you. This episode of Nervous Rex is brought to you by BetterHelp.
It's online therapy. This is exactly what I'm talking about in this episode. We all need somebody to talk to. I know I do. I know that inner dialogue that goes in my head sitting around during a pandemic when you're quarantining can, you know, make you feel a little kooky sometimes. So I think it's very important to talk to somebody to get help. And there's nothing wrong with getting help. All right. So seriously, think about this, guys. This is therapy you could do from your home. What interferes with your happiness? You could talk about it. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me, there's a lot. I sit around and I overthink things. Sometimes it'd be nice just to talk to someone. We need to connect. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours, and it's not self-help, it's professional counseling. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in one of those uncomfortable Woody Allen type chairs that you see in all the movies where you got to lay there and talk to your therapist as he's sitting there judging you. No, no, this isn't going to happen here. Okay, this is from the convenience of sitting on your own couch. You can even do it standing up if you want. I mean, look, to be quite honest, you could do it from the toilet, although I wouldn't recommend that. You know, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Getting a therapist is like getting a new pair of shoes. Sometimes you got to try a few on to find the right one that fits. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Licensed professionals are counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships. We all need help with that one. Sleeping. I need help with that one. Trauma, anger. I need help with that one. Family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem. These are all things that we all need to address and talk about. And anything that you share is confidential. It's convenient, it's professional, and it's affordable. All right. So listen, this is not a crisis line, guys. This is just somebody to talk to. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Okay, so I want you guys to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Rex. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rex, R-E-X. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, it's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Rex. Do some of that self-work. Love yourself. I love you.
All right, motherfuckers, I'm about to jump in the cold, ice-cold shower, all right? Ice-cold shower, cold therapy. Hang on, listen, I'm going in.
This episode of Nervous Rex is brought to you by Shaman Ramen. Oh, baby, am I excited about this one. Two of my friends created the first adaptogenic superfood ramen, and boy, is it delicious. If you live in the Southern California area, you can go ahead and get it at Erewhon, but pretty soon it's going to be available all over. Look, it's an immune booster. It has 7 adaptogenic mushrooms. It's got anti-inflammatory ingredients, vitamins A and C, non-fortified nutritional yeast, soy-free, miso, 100% organic and plant-based, but the best part about it is it's sexy, and girls and guys love it when you're sexy because you're looking good and you're feeling good and you're slurping on some delicious, nutritious love. I'm telling you, there's lion's mane in it, there's cordyceps, reishi mushrooms. Is it reishi or reishi? Either way, there's a whole bunch of mushrooms, some that I can't even pronounce. But basically, long story short, it's the world's first adaptogenic superfood ramen. Conscience, convenience in a cup. And right now, let's be honest, we're all sitting around. We got nowhere to go. We're in a pandemic. So what better time to sit around and get healthy and just spend as little time as possible cooking? It's a win-win because I'm lazy. I just want to eat healthy and I don't have time to be messing around. So for all you guys out there, please, you must go to shamanfoods.life and check out this product. It is so good. Or you could go to Shaman Ramen on Instagram and check out the regalia. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this is a delicious treat. I back it. I just had one, and it's slurpy, delicious treat. I love you guys.
Okay, so forgive me. Sorry, I got out of the shower. Now I'm walking around the block in Venice, outdoors, 70 degrees in December. What the fuck was I just going to say? Oh, yeah. So, just to add to my L.A. douchebaggery, I've been microdosing. Yeah, psilocybin with niacin and what's the other supplement? I can't remember right now. Lion's mane, which is a mushroom that's non-psychoactive, obviously. And I basically take this, it's like in a capsule. My boy Lewis hooked me up with them. You just take a couple in the morning. You don't really feel anything. It's more, I guess it's, you know, you're not supposed to. You might be, have that little feeling of like, I feel like they're kicking in, but then they don't. But I gotta be honest, I don't know if it's just because also I've been exercising every day and running, but I feel like a little less stressed and more sort of, I guess, at peace. I don't know, just feel a little more mood elevated. Yeah, that's what I say, mood elevation. So, yeah, I've become that guy now. And I'm walking to go get an overpriced coffee at my bougie-ass health food store. Whew. So, yeah, microdosing. I'm on, like, day 4. See where that goes. Cut to me in rehab sucking everyone's dick for 2 fucking pills. Anyway, fuck, man. The world's going crazy. Everybody's lost, or a lot of us are lost, myself included, trying to figure shit out. And I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. And I think it's okay to say I don't know, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think any of us do. I think some of us want to pretend we know, but we don't. And it's okay to be like, man, I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. A beautiful day out, fucking LA. See, so yeah, again, I have to come to LA once in a while. I'm, to be quite frank with you, I'm over LA as like a city. There's really no vibe here, especially right now. It's ghost town, Rick. But I've been here 22 fucking years. But now when I go out to Joshua Tree, which was never the intention to live there full time, I'm done. After 4 days, I'd really wonder if, like, any of you guys listening could handle, if you could handle 4 days of complete solitude in the middle of nowhere by yourself. It's fucking gnarly. It's definitely not for everybody. This was never the plan when I got the crib. It was just to go for the weekends, rent it out when I'm not there. And that's another thing, is I put it up on Craigslist to rent it out. And a few people have hit me up. I'm like, wait, I don't want these fucking strangers in my house. I'm trying to figure out a way to just rent my place out to people that I know. But then that gets tricky because I should just let them use it. But I'd rather have someone I know in my house than some stranger I met off Craigslist. So I've had a couple people hit me up. And then when it's come down to, like, I talk to them on the phone, I'm like, who the fuck is this person? They're going to be sleeping in my bed? Do I got to turn my mattress over? What's the Airbnb protocol? Where I can't, it's not Airbnb, but I mean, renting it out protocol to strangers. I think I'm going to have to get over that. You know, I've kind of just gotten used to this place being home, and now I gotta like have some stranger in there fucking in my bed doing God knows what in my fucking shower. That's fucking weird. And then yeah, I don't know, I'm struggling with the option of how I would rent my place out, but I gotta do it. It's like gonna be my only source of income. I'm not fucking working. Oh, I do got Cameo, which reminds me, you guys, if you want to have some fun with me, go to Cameo. I do these little custom videos for fans and stuff, and then there's this new feature where you could do FaceTime live, kind of talk with them for 2 minutes. So they're launching that soon, so check that out. And also, please go support my Patreon. I'm just a struggling middle-aged, middle-class, out-of-work crisis actor. Anything helps. And go to the podcast. Please go review the podcast. This is what really helps, guys. It takes 13 seconds. Go right now to the home thing for the page and just hit a review. Be like, this show's great. Psych. And then still give me the 5 stars, because then I get better advertising, babies, which I'm starting to get. I'm starting to get some advertising for the pod. So, you know, I'm fucking, I don't know, I'm just figuring this shit out as I go, baby. I don't mean to, like, I really want to be funnier, and that's why I haven't posted anything, because I don't feel funny, and I guess I don't have to be funny and be on all the time, but I'm just trying to communicate with you guys as I walk by myself down the street. What else, babies? What else? Fucking 49ers fan. This has been the worst season. Oh, fucking Golden State Warriors fan. Great. Klay Thompson. Like, this year has been, it's almost like when you go out in the ocean and a wave hits you and then You come up for air and another wave hits you and another wave hits you. This has been the most, since Kobe Bryant died, there has been a nonstop set of shitty waves dumping, or big waves, depending if you think that shitty or not, dumping on your dick, over and over and over and over. It's just the relentless onslaught of bad shit has been, I mean, you gotta wonder, like, what, like, there's just some bigger shit happening, and I'm not being conspiratorial, but I'm, this sounds maybe even more lame, is sort of on a, you know, a macro level, like you zoom out, maybe on some bigger picture for us as a species, and we're in this funky little weird green sludge slime phase where it's like this between the caterpillar and the butterfly, where hopefully things change, and this is maybe, this is like what the Mayans were talking about, even though it's a few years off. Maybe this is some big reset that we as a species needed, if you believe in that. You know, part of me does. Again, we're talking about belief earlier, or I was talking to myself about it in a sauna, but I don't know what to believe, man. I really don't. You know, it's a weird thing where it's like you want to control and have the answers, but sometimes you just fucking don't. And I think there's a lot of power in just letting go and being like, I don't know, man. I don't have the answers. People always ask me for like advice. I'm like, you want to ask me for advice? I'm the last person that should give anyone any advice whatsoever on anything, whether it be relationships, whether it be advice for show business, whether it be, you know, because I've just been lucky. Everything just fell in my lap. I don't fucking have any answers, people. You know, I'm the last person that should be giving advice, for the cameo thing. I want to do like bad therapy, bad life advice for people during the pandemic when you're locked down. I'll just give you some tips that maybe or help or wouldn't, but they're just not that helpful. So I'm thinking about doing that. Just gotta stay busy. And then also, like, right now walking through LA, this city's fucked, man. I think it really had its heyday. I think it's over. I think the run is done for this town, as far as it, like, people are realizing, even for show business, you don't need to, like, be in LA now. Everyone's podcasting from all over. Everyone's leaving, doing shit on their own. Excuse me again. People are fucking doing shit on their own, man. You know, even agents and managers are shitting their pants. They're like, well, we're kind of like slowly but surely not being so needed, you know? So it's just a trippy time. Trippy time for all of us. I'm just letting you babies know you're not alone. Even if you are, you ain't alone. I'm right here next to you, cuddling your little tits and your little baby dick. I'm squeezing up next to you in a non-sexual manner. Just cuddling, okay? Cuddle puddle. You know, in Tokyo, they actually have these cafes where you just look in someone's eyes, like lonely businessmen who work too much and don't have a lover. You pay to look into like some young pretty girl's eyes and just connect and look in their fucking eyes. That is so crazy. And I've heard of the cuddle cafes. That's one thing. Oh, this just reminded me, I have the brain of a four-year-old pigeon. This just reminded me, my ex-girlfriend told me a crazy story about how she knew this model that would get paid by these rich businessmen in Japan to fast for a couple days and then eat this caviar and shit it out in a swimming pool with a glass wall in front of them as they watch the little bloop, bloop, bloop come out, little caviars, and then they eat them. Can't make that shit up. Once again, my ex-girlfriend, she's a model, she knew a girl who was paid by rich businessmen to eat this expensive caviar and then sit in a swimming pool in front of a glass wall in front of them, shit it out, and then they would eat that on a plate because it would go through her, kind of like I did that in Bali once. I drank the coffee that goes through the meerkat's dick or whatever, and it shits it out. It's a cool little alleyway. And yeah, so that happens out there, in case you're wondering. That's some fucking weird shit. I feel like I should start telling all these crazy stories that I've seen and heard over the years as part of the pod, because that's the juicy good shit that you can't make up. I think I told did I tell the O.J. Simpson story? Fuck, I got it before I tell it, because I might have already told it. I think I told the O.J., my O.J. Simpson story before. If not, if I didn't, I'm going to tell that one soon, because that was some of the craziest shit I ever experienced. I was hanging out with O.J. Simpson in Miami. What else? My Charlie Sheen stories. I got so many good stories, but I also am torn because I don't want to be a rat, but I feel like I could tell them in a way that's not being thrown on anyone under the bus. But I've had some pretty fucking crazy shit that I've seen that I feel like would be a good... It could be its own podcast. It's me just rambling about the crazy stories that I've witnessed and been a part of over the years. But, yeah, fuck. Anyway, so I'm going to wrap this one up. This was just a rant. Sauna, ice cold shower, walking down the block to get a coffee. It's just checking in with you guys. I love you, baby, so much. Keep it crispy and don't forget Zondi.
Woo! Yeah. It's Drew Rao, baby. Yeah. Coming straight from that is no AK. No play. Matter of fact, listen to my baby. I said I'm doing what I gotta do, staying true to the crew. Check it. I said I'm deep down and dirty, I grew up hella early. Feel me. I said I fantasize about the dreams, had to make fancy things. Gotcha. I can still remember when I stole my first diamond.
Okay, I'm deep down and dirty. You heard me before, but I'ma kick this shit like I be kicking at some front door. Now pop over 5-0, straight on that reel. Always been real, 15 blocks down the street from that field. But still, see, nigga just got it wrong. That popo is 5-0 and that is my home. Come and see me sometime.
I'm bossin' Remy, bossin' Remy.
After that, I fuck a Remy, bust a rhyme and get a diamond. And let's smoke, yo, until the break of dust. Fuck that bitch done and putting a penny in my palm. Understand? This. I rose deep in the fire. I've been down with the fire. I've been dirty in the fire. And do a hoorah. That is the question. Devils be guessing. Don't question. Stressing. Living in the ghetto. Hello. You better hear me. And if you don't, you better really try to feel me.
I said I'm doing what I gotta do. Staying true to the crew.
So true.
I said I'm deep down and dirty. I grew up hella early. I said I fantasize about the dreams, having big fancy things. I can still remember when I stole my first diamond ring.
Mama always told me it'd be days like this.
So I took myself to Traders, bought myself a 4/5 and some clips. Shit was getting hectic, check this. Niggas tried to wreck a veteran, etc. And I betcha your life has never been. I check it like I'm
deep down and dirty early.
But see, pearly, at the age of 3, took my ass in because my mama was the C. I still ended up with a
gangsta.
Coming from the streets, of a mentality, causing casualties. Don't be mad at me, and player OG. Born up in the city of the OAKLAND. Ghetto bound hustler, no sucker. Serious about my business. What is this? Now dig this. Overnight became rich. I'm me, not the ordinary nigga from the street. Grew up, threw up to what I wanted to be and what I sing.
I said I'm doing what I gotta do, staying true to the crew.
Yeah.
I said I'm deep down and dirty. I grew up hella early. Feel me. I said I fantasize about the dreams, having big fancy things. I can still remember when I stole my first diamond ring.
It didn't matter, my money was getting low. I'm on the struggle. Whatever a nigga go for, it got to be on the double. But solo, cause niggas be bitches and snitches at the same time. But I'm going get my 9 and 5. These niggas who be talking hell of a lot to these bitches. These bitches who be talking a hell of a lot to these niggas who be rigger. But I'ma go ahead and do a
dig 'em smack
to your ass back to the future. Smoke scooper, I'm rolling in a 6-8 cougar. For Rugas, a mastermind like Lex Luger. It ain't no thing like a chicken brain
with a wild folk on my
a mission is never impossible. Not for me, see, so fuck that old series. You stuck on that screen, I laugh. I'm off a masculine. I see your dream as a triple beam. Well, hella dope, I'm the motherfucker with no cut.
I said I'm doing what I gotta do, staying true to the crew.
For real, for real.
I said I'm deep down and dirty, I grew up hella early.
Feel me.
I said I fantasize about the dreams, having big fancy things. I can still remember when I saw my first diamond ring.
Yeah, DD, grew up, threw up to what I wanted to be and what I seen. Can ya, can ya? That's what I want for you to feel me.
Feel me.